This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for July 9th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this announcement. MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity 2021 virtual event announced for July 21st. John Lothian News is pleased to announce a 2021 virtual event for the MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity series. The one-day 60-minute event will be held on Wednesday, July 21st from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The online-only event is free to all registered participants. There's a link in today's newsletter to register. The event includes two live presentations. The first is a fireside chat between JLN publisher John Lothian and CBOE Global Markets Executive Chairman and CEO Ed Tilley. The second presentation will be by Ed Haravon of Get Real about how to use virtual reality in displaying and using data. Haravon will take us deep into the cutting-edge world of virtual reality data and its possibilities. Additionally, other videos will be shared with attendees for viewing at their convenience. The first additional video will be a presentation by OCC Executive Director of Talent Acquisition, Andre Buckles. Buckles will discuss working for a company from a work-at-home or remote location. The second video will be an interview with Robin Wood, a full-time compliance examiner at the National Futures Association, who is a former summer intern for the Greenwood Project. She will discuss the Greenwood Project and how it prepared her for the opportunity to join the NFA full-time. The World of Opportunity series is aimed at interns, college students, new employees, or anyone who is interested in a career in the financial markets. Our goal is to educate and inspire the next generation of industry professionals through insightful presentations by industry leaders. The second story is Names for Consideration as Chair for the CFTC by John Lothian. That's me. Leading industry legal sources recommendations for CFTC chair collected by JLN. I have written a letter to the President of the United States about the need for the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission to have a permanent chair named and confirmed. I have suggested that Rostin Benham, the current acting chairman of the CFTC, should become the permanent chair of the commission. I determined Benham was the choice after I requested suggestions from leading legal sources from the derivatives and capital markets who are known to me and who are subscribers to the John Lothian newsletter. However, there was an exhaustive list of other suggestions for chairman of the CFTC from my sources. If Benham is not President Biden's choice, then any of those named individuals has the experience, knowledge, education, and leadership to serve admirably as CFTC chair. I have not distinguished the choices by any demographic category. I only listed them by their qualifications to serve. However, qualified people of many different demographics are on the list. Listed are people from the industry or from Washington. Listed are people who are lawyers and some who are not, though most are. Listed are people with previous service at the CFTC and many other government organizations and party affiliations. Listed are people who leading legal sources of mine think would make excellent chairs of the CFTC or potentially commissioners. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. The FIA has produced a couple of videos to promote IDX, including this one, which there was a link in today's newsletter for, that features images of CQG's Pat Kenny fumbling the gala raffle box. You can subscribe to the FIA's YouTube channel with a link in today's newsletter. Such a nice way to promote IDX. Footnote, FIA actually didn't want me to release that video, so it's probably not there anymore. It has been 2 weeks since I mentioned the most interesting man in the world, Pat Kenny, in JLN. Yesterday, we opened up registration for the 2021 MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity event. You see the notice and link to register at the top of today's newsletter. This year's event is only a 1 hour long and features two presenters, CBOE's Ed Tilley and GetReal's Ed Haravon. We are also issuing additional videos that are pre-recorded and edited for the audience to watch at their convenience. We hope to shoot more videos to add to the collection to send those who register for the event. The videos will also be available in JLN. Sign up your interns, whether they are in Chicago, New York, London, Tokyo, or Singapore. Even if they don't attend in person, they will get links to all the videos we produce from this year's series. Today, we also published the list of suggested names for the role of CFTC chairman. These names came from legal sources of mine who read JLN. It was an informal survey and not meant to be exhaustive, though it is quite the list. My apologies for any oversights of people who should be on the list but were not suggested by my sources. I am sure there are many qualified people who could have been included in the list. The rumor is serious. The restaurant on the main floor of the CBOT building may be open this month, though no date has been set. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Thank you to all who have given and all who have yet to give. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, UK leaves door open to bank holiday if England wins Euro 2020. England play Italy on Sunday in first major final since 1966. Johnson spokesman says Premier doesn't want to tempt fate. The UK government held out the prospect of an extra bank holiday if England wins soccer's European Championship on Sunday. England will play Italy in the final at London's Wembley Stadium. It's the team's first major soccer final since it won the World Cup in 1966. Asked on Friday whether there might be a national bank holiday on July 19th as a result of a win, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesman James Davies was at pains not to deny it, and he didn't want to tempt fate. My comment: do you want to see how a politician can lose a football championship for a nation? Here's another story from Reuters. Yes, winning the Euros can really help your stock market. Euro 2020 semifinal victories for England and Italy mean football's either coming home or going to Rome, but the last 20 years show that hoisting the European Championship trophy can also lift the stock market. My comment: another reason for politicians to just shut up about football. Here's another story from Reuters. Is COVID coming home? England at risk from Euro 2020 euphoria. Football's coming home is the chant of England soccer fans at this year's Euro 2020 tournament, but it may come with COVID-19. England face Italy on Sunday in the final at London's Wembley Stadium, which has already hosted two semifinals over 2 days this week with crowds of around 60,000 people. And while Wednesday's semifinal victory over Denmark was greeted with jubilation, England is facing a new wave of COVID-19 cases fueled by a combination of highly contagious variant and its emergence from a third lockdown. My comment: in the true cost of a championship is... Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Britain say they value masks as UK ends compulsory wearing. The British public continues to see the value in the current health measures to slow the spread of coronavirus as the government prepares to end compulsory face coverings and social distancing on July 19th. My comment: maybe there's hope. Here's a story from Reuters. Can Reddit silver apes beat the market? Carrie Cracker, 56, has worked in kitchens all his life. Since March, he spent around $100 a week, half his spare cash, on silver coins. He's part of a growing social media movement who say they are buying bars and coins for protection from a coming age of inflation. My comment from the article: inspired by Reddit forum Wall Street Bets, some of the 122,000-strong community hope to corner the market and bring down what they say is an unjust banking system. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our most read story was my Dear Mr. President, the CFTC needs a permanent chairman, not an acting one, from JLN. Second was Biden executive order to target non-compete agreements, White House, from Reuters. Third was Bloomberg's crypto scammers rip off billions as pump and dump schemes go digital. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.